Truly, my children, you face the Red Sea. Truly, my children, the evil Pharaoh and the troops are behind you. But my children, just as I provided a way of escape for Moses and children of Israel, so too I shall do it again. My children, in the days ahead, you shall see things come upon this world that will make you shake your head. And you will wonder and you will say, where is our Yahweh and Yeshua today? But keep your faith and keep your eyes on me, and you shall see the Red Sea part once again. And you shall cross over in safety, and the enemies shall be destroyed. All those that pursue you, all those that chase you, they shall be destroyed. For I am Yahweh, and I change not. I am Yahweh, and I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. And through my son, Yahshua's blood, you come boldly before the throne. You tell me boldly what it is you need. I tell you this day, I've given Nehemiah the victory. I tell you this day, though Elizabeth was meant to be dead. I tell you this day that nothing that the enemy intended to do would I allow to be done. I tell you I've given you the victory. Though my son had to fight for hours with the sword of my spirit in his hand. Once again, my children, you've seen the victory. It was not an easy victory. I never promised you it would be an easy victory. When I tell you it'll be a victory, just remember that. No one ever promised you it would be easy. It is true that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But my children, there is a price to pay for the anointing I have placed on all of your life. So you eat this Passover feast. You eat it, you do not murmur or grumble, because instead you do it with a grateful heart and remember what happened with the children of Israel. Remember the children of Israel that wandered for 40 years. It would not have been so if they had not murmured, complained, and grumbled. But I made them walk around and around, and some would say in circles. I made them walk around and around and tested them again and again. I tell you, my children, I tell you this true. Don't murmur, don't complain, don't grumble, no matter what I allow happen to you. Instead, lift your eyes up to me. Instead, give Yahweh and Yahshua the glory. And know that I alone am your deliverer. And know that alone, through the shed blood of my son, Yahshua, that you have the victory. Through the sacred name of Yahshua, you alone have the victory. I have promised you this, and if you will but obey, if you will incline your ear to everything I say, I tell you, my children, this, you will have the victory. Remember, with a victory comes a price. Remember, there is no soldier that goes in a battle that does not feel fatigue. There is no soldier that does not at one time want to run. But remember, my children, remember this, that I have promised you the victory. If you will but obey, if you will but incline your ear to every word I say, if you will but stay in holiness and live for an example for all to see, I tell you this, my children, you in this ministry shall see total victory. You shall see your enemies die at my hand alone. You shall see your enemies run at my hand alone. You shall see your enemies bow and kneel and confess Yahshua as Lord and Savior. And it shall be only as I have decreed the victory in my Son, Yahshua's name. And you will know whatever price you pay will be worth it. For I have given you the privilege to bring me glory through your suffering. Just as the prophets of old, when people see you stand, they will know that it is only by my hand that protects you and guides you in all ways. My children, enjoy this Passover feast that I have provided for you this day. My son Chuck, thank you for obeying me. Thank you for listening. For the blessing of this Passover prophecy was meant for others and not only for you. Tell them if they missed doing the Passover Seder. even in a humble way, as long as they acknowledge me, that I am the same Yahweh that delivered the children of Israel from the Egyptians and from the curses and the plagues that did come. Tell them if only my children would only do it in a humble way and acknowledge me, no matter what the calendar day. For the Passover is where their faith will be. And where their faith is, their Passover will be.